This brew has been brought to you by Think Ad Group.
You know,
and you can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com. Car guys and car gals, welcome back to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Frelin Arts, the subprime hero.
And I have just completed the five-liner with Fred and Richie Bello.
Yes, sir.
Which basically means that I already got through this entire cup of coffee.
Yeah,
so
mine's
I got a little bit of energy, and we're really excited to keep brewing a little bit. So yes. While we are here and we are talking with Richie Bello, the incredible folks, get yourselves ready for some fresh news.
Oh, fresh news.
Make sure that you're ready to do what it is that you're supposed to do and get ready to forgive, focus, fly with us right now as you listen to the fresh news coming out of the mouth of Richie Bello. Richie, go ahead and you're over here. There we go. They're jumping to the screen there. Yeah. What is going on with Richie? Freddie, I mean,
you know, Richie always has something going on, you know, from his cable show that he had up in New York to everything that he's doing, from helping other people to going across the country and being gone and in the dark for a little bit. I know he was over in California for a little while having a little business meetings and stuff. So I'm excited to hear exactly the details that have been going on. Richie, we know you're excited. Look at Lou. I know you're excited right now, right? So I know you're excited about what's coming out. You have a lot of stuff building up. You're building a team currently. You just talked about that in between the break, which was a lot of fun. I know you just founded this company last year, October, I believe, right?
Right.
Yeah, Shop Smart Auto, folks. Now, this is innovative. It's the future. He's super passionate about it. So am I. Lou and I, we've heard a lot of details about what's going on.
And I can listen to him explain it 100 times.
It's amazing.
You know what I mean? Because of how effective.
Right.
I believe that this
they got a little taste of it during the five liner. He talked about it some then, you know. So, but I want
to
hear about the moves and the shaking that you've been doing to make this happen. So let's get with that. What's been happening since October?
Okay, so one of my partners reached out to a company, and the company does a WordPress site, which it wasn't good to my standard. So we're converting it into a technology. We had to stream in over 6 million cars in inventory. So we build this whole platform, right, with me and one of my partners, which is Michael Onhai, which he's a computer engineer guy. That being said, then we did the build. You know, it was really hard through coronavirus. Actually, he was staying in my home out in the Port Jefferson area, Long Island, and he stayed there for 3 weeks. So then the build happened. Then we decided to partner up with DealerTrack and Kelly Blue Book. Because as we know, when you have a site like that, you need tools to convert, right? So we got all the tools of Kelly Blue Book for conversion, right? And also DealerTrack's tools for conversion. We're going to have the finance driver, they call it, where you're going to have the calculator there. And the rebate also there on the new car side. And now when you fill in the application, when it says delivery to home, you're going to be able to fill that out, and it's going to go right to your dealership's DealerTrack, right? So that was like a partnership that took us quite some time to develop. It took us really been a year plus communicating with them. So it finally happened, and there's a press release out and all that. And we're going to be sending out a quarterly press release. And what they liked about it is we're a little bit different than Auto Trader. And we sell the leads, right? So that's what they like. Because obviously their competitors, you know, my competitor is Auto Trader. And they own the company. Yeah. Right? So that's basically it. We sell leads and that's it. And that's all we do. We sell leads, period. And the lead side is we go on Google AdWords. And we go on social media, and we have conversion. So it takes us anywhere from 14 to 15 days to come up with your 100 leads. Now, we have three products, right? We have the new car leads and the used car leads from your inventory, unique to your inventory. But we also came up with Concourse Sales, right? So for a new car dealership, Concourse Sales is very important because the factory gives you a bonus on that. So if you're selling Hondas and you convert at a percentage of what you're selling Toyota customers, you're going to win. So we also came up with that because we have the inventory, right? So right. we could get the consumers that are looking for Toyotas and ship them to Honda, right? So that's what we do. So we have the Conquest sales thing, right? So let's say you're a new car dealership. I want 100 Conquest sales, 100 used, and 100 dealers. We supply them. Dealers really are buying right now used car leads, right? Big increase in new car leads. Right now, the Conquest sales are not buying as much. Some of them are testing that market out, and it's working pretty good for them. And the other thing that's really, really important is I've noticed that the gross profit of the cars are going up.
Yes.
Tremendously. Supply in demand. Coronavirus came out, 18,000 cars were on track to do, dropped down to 12,000. Retooling went like this. The OEMs pushed back. Now there's not enough inventory out there. Gross is on a spike, way up.
Yes.
Your average gross is hitting the roof.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
National figures, you know? So
your analysis on that is key. It's, yeah, that's right on the point. That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, they're hitting numbers. I see the reports, you know, and everything, and I see a lot of stuff go to the desk. You know what? It's crazy, the numbers, man. Supply and demand, numbers are high. And that being said, here's where the problem is with that. That the banks now are taking what they want. I don't know if you noticed. The banks are not buying as deep as they were before coronavirus. They're not. It's getting a little bit, you know, spotty there with that, you know. And, you know, a lot of people tabled their mortgages. So I'm curious if the Experian numbers, right, are coming back with these credit scores, if the people that tabled their mortgages, if that's going to hurt the car business in the next 6 months.
You know, and that's, I think that when you're talking about for sure, it's going to do something to the car business. I think it's going to definitely make a shift happen. So that's something that I've been preaching since, you know, I'm the subprime hero, right? And I've been I've been preaching that since this whole thing happened. People who were at the near prime or just above prime credit, those people, they're going to have a little slight struggle. So this is going to happen where it's going to drop them all right into that subprime market now. So what's going to happen is that these dealers out there that never did subprime all of a sudden are going to have all these customers come in that are now subprime that were their prior customers.
That have prime buying habits.
So they want to make sure that these customers are retained, which is, it's smart to do that. Retain your client base, right? If you can't retain them because you don't have the market or the right banks in place for that, you're going to fall apart. You're going to lose customers. They're going to be going to the dealer up the street who deals with subprime, like me, and you're going to lose a lot. That's already happening before COVID. Now it's going to happen even more because that market share has completely raised. It's going to raise even more. We're not even done with COVID yet, folks. We haven't even seen the effects because those things don't report till months later, right? You know, imagine being 90 days behind on something. And I'm not even talking about, you talking about tabling those loans. A lot of those banks, they were cooperative. They helped out. So will it affect? It will, but not quite like it would be for the people who could, had loans that could not be tabled. Other loans outside of the, you know, those mortgages and other places, or people who just didn't realize due to ignorance, and no offense to anybody out there who had this happen to you, because it's not, ignorance is not a bad word. It's just that you just didn't know. It's lack of the knowledge, and the lack of the knowledge of knowing that you could go do that, right? So some of these people are going to really have bad things happen, or they're just going to say forget about it because the whole world's going through it, right? So now your subprime market is way bigger. Huge. So if you're not ready for that, just like you weren't ready for home deliveries, just like you weren't ready for, you know, doing a no touch sales to people, it's going to really affect you. So yeah, I mean, 100%, it's going to make a huge shift, and you have to be ready for that shift.
Well, next month, I got to tell you something. Experian, you know, that Experian is a data company, right?
Yes.
So they sell you data, right? So as a dealer, you could call them up and get the credit scores for the last quarter. So next month is going to be a quarter of reporting. I saw some numbers. You'd be surprised that the credit scores have dropped a lot down since COVID. That being said, customers come in thinking they can get out of their trade that now the LTV. I mean, you know how these banks, when they get tight enough, all the LTV's got to be right. The time at the residency got to be right. Oh, the job, if they say on the app it's $52,000, they're going to start stipping people. Because you know what? As a bank, you look at this, right? Oh, wait a minute. He's coming in off the trade and he's maxed out on his credit. He's dumping the trade to get another trade to go bankrupt. Oh. So, and that's what's happening. Oh, that's what's happening. The credits are maxed out. The credit scores didn't drop because of slow pays. The credit score dropped because of the revolving credit is so high.
Maxed out. Yeah, everyone's
maxed out. So 100%. Now what's going to happen is that analyst is going to look. And when you say it through DealerTrack, they have that scoring system. Oh, well, it's maxed out. I don't want it because that's on track to go bankrupt. And 100%. That's what happened. If people didn't have that income coming in, they're out of a job or they're working from home and they've cut them back. Now they're using their credit cards to get ahead, and it's playing catch up. And now the revolving credit is off the deep end.
Exactly, Richie, you're hitting that so right. And speaking of bankruptcy, that's another thing. If you don't have bankruptcy programs and banks and lenders that allow that, you're going to have problems too. That's something. Bankruptcies are going to be on a rise. I guarantee you're going to see the courts flooded with them, and it's going to be
so many. It's tragic. So many people do utilize bankruptcy. To the best of their family. You got to remember that we are all an American people that are trying to find a way to live out the dream. And so many people need to have a car, right? And so many people need to have a house. And so many people need to have the commodities that we deal in, right?
Right.
So the way the banking system is worked, you kind of pick your customer and then you pick the bank that matches them. But your customers are changing. There's things that are changing about your customer on paper, not the person, not the people themselves. You know what I mean?
People.
The
right.
circumstance is the circumstance, but the customer themselves is adjusting. And just exactly like Fred just said earlier, you know, those people are part of your database and you still want to farm them. You still want to talk to your salesperson and say, how come you haven't called Mr. Jones from 2 years ago? It's time for him to come trade in. Oh well, we don't help a 500 credit scores. We don't do that here. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Jones is going to go down the street and he's going to pay top dollar with somebody that he doesn't really know, or he's going to get caught inside of, you know, the same situation. You just lost that piece of what was going to feed you for the long haul as a salesman.
Because their credit will adjust and they will fix it.
The banks.
Yeah, they'll get back to normal now. But they need an opportunity to. And, you know, and that's why, you know, and I know Richie's the same way, and I know that you're the same way. You treat every customer that walks on your lot exactly the same. If you do that and you give everybody a fair chance and you make sure that you have a program for every type of customer that could walk on, I promise you, your grosses will go up, your numbers will go up, your salespeople will be happier because they're making more money because more cars are going out the door, your owners will be happy, everyone's happy. Vendors, your banks, your lenders, and you build these relationships and you have fun. You know, I've had a lot of fun building subprime relationships, which I think a lot of prime, you know, F&I, you know, managers, I'm just an F&I manager. I deal with prime and subprime. I don't believe that there should be two different departments. I think that you should be well-versed on everything. Prime is very simple. Good credit. Okay. Good interest rate. I'm going to get all max terms. I'm going to be able to get every back-end product I want. Subprime's a little tricky. You have to do a little work. So I give more credit to the subprime guys because they do a really heck of a job of making sure they have the processes in, if they're doing it right, you know, of making sure they get their stips, making sure they do this. You know, I do 75% plus probably a month subprime deals. And I deal with that, wow. You know, sitting around 100 cars a month at least, you know, and when you do that, 75 cars that you're touching.
That's a great job. That's amazing.
And I'm going to tell you, 75, if we have 75, 74 are going to fund. 74 are going to have all their stips in within the first 2 days of purchasing the car, if not the very first day before they take delivery, because most of the time I won't let them take delivery without all stips. But my guys know that. They understand that. So they make sure
they're set up for success before they show up.
They understand the process. It's all about putting that in there, implementing the right process for your customers and explaining that and being transparent with them. Hey, this is why I need it. It's not because I'm picking on you, but you know, banks require it. And once we have all this stuff, we send it to them, we're fine. You know, so everything is good.
Has changed though, right? And so
man,
it's going to take professionals to make that nice and easy and streamlined for them. you know, and Richie is plugging in tools that are doing that for dealers, salespeople, and then most importantly, the consumer. The consumer is getting what they're looking for.
Richie's got the Batman's belt. You know, he's got his utility belt ready for everybody. That's what this whole Shop Smart Auto is. I'm telling you guys, it's got a little bit of everything in there for you. You're going to find a solution for what you need. If you're a dealer out there and you're just trying to get a little edge, you need to get a hold of Richie Bello as soon as possible.
Richie, how do they get a hold of you? Tell them. Yeah. Tell them where do they need to go.
All they got to do is call me, 631-578-9018. Or email me at richie@shopsmartautos.com.
Yeah, ShopSmart. I'm going to scroll your number down at the bottom so while we're talking for the next few minutes, everybody can see that. That is correct, right? 631. Yes. There we go. All right. So we'll have that down here. Folks, that is his line. Give him a call.
Hello.
He's happy to help you out with that. Richie, is there anything else that you want to talk about that's fresh? Maybe something personal. What's going on? You just made a move. What's going on with that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm very happy. You know, I always wanted to come out here. Just let you know, my whole family, brothers and sisters, cousins, everybody's out here. I never liked it out here. I came for an opportunity. So I came because I have to be out here till the month of June, the last week of June or the middle of the last week of June and the first week of July. So I'm going to be out here this full year. I'm looking to have fun.
Yes.
I'm looking to work hard, but I also play hard, you know. You know, like you guys know that I like the pool a lot and stuff like that. Because I'm a big guy, so the thing with the pool is a good place for me to work out, you know.
Yes.
So that's what I like. So I'm going to have a nice time. And I'm going to work a lot, and I'm going to spin a lot of different solutions, you know. And I'm thinking about a really good solution because really, really, the local economy is really driving me crazy because the local economy is going away a lot. Nobody's going out buying anything. Everybody's with Amazon and all that. So I really want to have something for our local businesses because you know what? The local economy is key. You know, like people say local SEO, well, dealerships, local SEO. Hey, I understand that, right? Just imagine if the local economy is getting, it's going away from us. Mm-hmm. Going away from us. Yeah. And people are not seeing it. It's really going away. So I really, in this next year, I want to put something together with, you know, some good people that fund me all the time on a solution for the local economy, and we're thinking about it. Our team is consistently thinking about it, you know?
Wow. That is something that's, folks, that's aside the car business, but yet it's not. So I love it. I think that that's a great, great ball to start something with. I like that. I think that ball is going to turn into a giant, giant snowball. You know, it's just going to keep growing with the more you push it and you keep rolling it around and you get more people involved. Next thing you know, it's going to be just this huge thing. So that's a great idea. I think that's genius in a sense. Cause I think he's 100% right. He's got his thumb on it right now, guys. The local economy is not doing well because no one's putting money in there. Understand, it's not just the local businesses, mom and pop stores. It's everything. It's your taxes going to your local economy. It's fixing your streets. It's all that type of stuff. There's so much involved with doing things local. Make sure you do that. Make sure you support it. Folks, if you're out there at a business, I want you to make sure you go to their Facebook page and you give them a like. You check in there. You let them know that you shop there. You give them your rating, your reviews. Do all that stuff. You guys won't go somewhere unless there's a review. So put a review if you find something nice. Make sure it happens. You know, do all the little things. And Richie, I hope that if there's anything we could ever do to help you with that, you know, my mind is.
We're so inspired.
Yeah. So
I mean, there's so much that we want to just keep speaking about. Mm-hmm. But folks, there's so much fresh news that you could just go back and consume a little bit more of. But the heart of the man that we're speaking with right here is to make sure that we take care of a key piece of the ecosystem of our economy. Yep. And that's the dealerships and the families that are attached to the employees inside of that. I mean, we've spoke about between 50 to 100 employees, but now multiply that and their families, you know what I'm saying? Times three, four people per, you know what I mean? That's such a spread of people and personnel and all these things. And he really values that. It's really at his heart. You want to know more about that? Go back, listen to the Five Liner. But folks, this has been some great fresh news about what's going on
Ooh, yeah.
with Richie Bello and all of the adventures that are going on today and in the future. Folks, we can't wait to have him back for a little bit more. We're going to be back in a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break, get another little sip of a little more Car Guy coffee. Mm, and we've been having fun brewing solutions with fresh news. Richie Bello, thank you so much. Thank you. You're the man.
You guys.
We'll be right back.